So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So welcome. Today's Monday, it's the 24th of February. Forgetting what month of the year it is, as I often do. Forget what planet I'm on, etc. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're raring to go for this Monday. I've still got a little bit of man flu. Head is just very painful this morning for some reason. Didn't get a lot of sleep. Dog's waking us up at 5 o'clock in the morning, whining because she needs to go out. Oh, life is hard. But not that hard. Life's pretty fun at the moment. I'm rather enjoying myself. Got lots of different stuff going on. I've been involved in three meetings this morning already. Three meetings this morning. All online meetings through Zoom and through Skype and through Facebook chat and that kind of thing. Very powerful stuff happening elsewhere in the UK with some of the stuff that we've got lined up, which we'll tell you about a little bit further down the line, should we get this particular thing across the line to do with buying businesses and that kind of thing. Some exciting stuff. But last month, which was January, I flew over to the UK for some trainings, for 2 days of training. And obviously, I'm excited to get into the UK. Everybody speaks English again. And it feels really weird because I can actually have conversations with people in English rather than my very bad Spanglish. So that's really nice. And I always find it really amazing because I spend so much time here in Spain these days. But when I go to a place and people speak English, I get so excited because, oh my gosh, I can talk about stuff, you know? So obviously there's lots of people at this event. There's about 50, 60 people at this event. And they all have business cards. And I've not kept anybody's business card from that event. Just not something I generally do. But in today's session, we want to talk about business card design, because every time I go and I get someone's business card, it looks like this. It is, you know, just a white card, or it's black like this, or it's white. And it's just, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, honestly, I've had these cards on my desk a while. This is the carpet shop that I use at Leeds Market. But it's just a bog standard business card. It doesn't do anything. It literally does nothing at all. It doesn't engage me. It doesn't catch my attention. It just doesn't do anything. And they paid someone to design this. This is what annoys me. I'm annoyed. They paid someone to design this crap, right? And I'm going to talk to you about what a good business card looks like in a moment. But you've got to think about this. We're in 2020. We've just landed in the last 20 years. We've just invaded another planet, and we now control a planet using robots, right? That planet is Mars, in case you wondered what planet I was on. I know I've got head flu, and so I'm head cold. I'm not completely out there. But we literally have robots roaming another planet. We've not planted a flag yet. Obviously, we don't own anything until we have a flag. But that will come once Elon gets there and plants his American flag, I imagine. But we have all this amazing ability. We can stream out to the 7 or 8 billion people that are on the planet right now, 3.5 billion have social media of some form. We've got all this amazing stuff, and yet we're turning up to networking events with this crap. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Where's your head at? Like, you've got, you know, that old saying, you've got one chance to make a good first impression, which is not true, by the way. I've made terrible impressions and then grown on people and they've still bought from me. So I don't believe that at all. But you've got a good chance to make a good impression and you ruin it with crap like this business card. And it's not good enough, goddammit. So what does a good business card look like? Now, I'm going to show you my business card. I'm hiding it down here. You can't see it. And I'm going to talk you through why this is a good business card. So before I show you this business card, so I've stood on stage at various networking events, including stages where, you know, a couple of hundred people are speaking, sat there watching, and I'm like, look, I'm going to give you a coaching session worth £300. If your business card is better than mine, and we'll put it to a vote, I'm not the one who decides, if your business card is better than mine, then you'll win a coaching session. It's only for the first person who wins. So bring up your cards and we go through it. We have cards like this. Have I got a nice logo on it? And it's like, well, that's not going to win. Why is that card going to win? What? There's nothing special. Where's your picture? There's nothing special about that card. And honestly, in the 3 to 4 years that I did that particular thing when I was on stage, I lived in the UK at the time, I never, ever gave away a free coaching session. It just never happened because nobody had a better card than I did. Now, these cards, by the way, I'm not happy with these cards, and they've gone back off to be reprinted because they're not glossy on the outside. We should be glossy on the outside. But this one right here, we'll show you it. So this right here is a double-sided, double-sized, folded business card. So it folds like this. This is what it looks like. And there's a couple of other things I'm not happy about on this one as well, so we're going to update on the next batch. But the first thing, okay, is that this is a folded, foldable business card. The reason why we want those is because they stand out from everybody else. First of all, you can fold them and put them on people's desks as a folded up, there you go, as a folded up piece of paper. Nobody else has that. Nobody else can do that because most people don't get double-sized foldable ones. So that's the first bit. Now, the second bit is that most people, they go for a glossy finish. And the glossy finish is fine, except when it comes to, where's my pen? When it comes to writing on a glossy finish business card, they can't do it. So even this one, which is my from my carpet shop, I'm not going to show you who it is, but it's not my carpet shop. They struggle to write on that one. It's just really hard. That's not too bad, actually. But most people have these glossy business cards you can't write on. Now, this normally is glossy, and it's not glossy right now, but the outside is going to be glossy, but the inside right here, what's it say? Can you read that? It says, use this section to make notes. And underneath it, it says, by the way, I can't reach the camera. By the way, we love referrals. And there's a big gap right here for you to write whatever message you need to write on. And this is what happens. So you go to an event, you got your business card, okay? I mean, you see two people speaking. And they go, oh, let me write on your card. You do what? You do mortgages? Let me write on your card. Mortgage guy. Right, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And then they get the pen and they can't write on his card. Do you know what they do? They take my card out. They go, hang on a minute. I've got another card. There's a space to make notes on. You're a mortgage company. Let me write on Dan's card. Mortgage companies. Now what happens is the next day that they go home, they go, who was that mortgage guy? Oh, I know. It was on Dan's card. I know it's Dan because it's picture. It's got his name on it. It's got his picture on it. And inside it's got the bit for me to never interact with me again. Not the guy that they said they're going to actually speak to. But before they get to him, they have to interact with my brand. And then they leave his card out. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Okay, let me find his card. It's crazy. They're using my card to interact with to find the details of somebody else. Because the other person's had a glossy finish on the outside. That's absolutely crazy. So, a couple of things right off the bat. First of all, make them double-sided. You've got an opportunity here to meet someone and for them to be impressed with who you are and what you do. Your business card is it. And most people are turning up with these plain cards. Look at that as a difference, right? Completely different. Much, much better. Let me talk you through this card. Okay, so first of all, it's double-sided. There's a fold down the middle, and it's glossy on the outside, but matte on the inside so people can make notes. That's the first bit you need to know. Second thing, it's got to have your picture on it. Oh, I need a cup of coffee because we're going to talk about pictures and business cards. Oh no, I don't want my picture on my business card, and then people might know who I am. Oof, that's the whole bloody point of a business card. The only reason you got a business card is so people know who you are. Get your picture on it. This is what happens. People go home and they go through business cards and go, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. Oh, I remember that guy. He was that annoying northerner who thinks he's funny. I've been watching The Office, by the way, so I keep thinking I'm Michael Scott or Ricky Gervais, take your pick. So where am I? So you've got to have your picture on it, okay? That's like, if you don't like what you look like, either change what you look like, okay? If you're overweight, lose weight. If you're ugly, I don't know, don't be ugly. If you can't help being ugly, learn to live with it. It's just, you are what you look like. And if I'm speaking to you, you know, I bet you've got your picture on Facebook, haven't you? Oh, but I don't have a picture. Well, you've still got it on Facebook. It's because Facebook knows that's what people are interacting with. And if I'm on a phone call with you, I'm picturing you in my head. So I still know what you look like. So, and sometimes, I had a call last week with one of our website clients, and he's Scottish, and we've been communicating on Facebook, and then he came on the call, and he was Scottish. I was like, oh, you've got a really strong accent. And it just never occurred to me what accent he even had. It was really funny. He spoke in my accent, I guess. But you've got to have your picture on. People got to know what you look like. Now, interestingly, there's a couple of items missing on my business cards here. So the first item that's missing is my phone number. I do not want someone to have a phone number. The last thing I want is people just phoning me random. I don't want people having my phone number. There's a saying by, who played Batman? Christian Bale. The saying was, if you've got a problem with me, pick up the phone and speak to me on the phone. And if you haven't got my phone number, then you're not important enough to have a problem with me. And I love that as a concept. I don't give out my phone number to anybody. Very, very rare does anybody get my phone number. Why? They're going to bloody phone me. Phone me at 12 o'clock at night or 5 o'clock in the morning. Or very few people have my phone number. And when they have got it, they're told not to phone me. You can WhatsApp me or you can send me a text message. But who says text message, you freak? Send me a WhatsApp like normal people do, or send me a Facebook message. So on here, it's got Daniel Atto Group, digital. Oh, I can hold this up. Put that there. You still can't see it. Let me move that banner right there. There you go. Look at that. Got my laptop there and you can see it. There you go. So on mine, it says, well, Daniel Atto Group, digital content agency. That's what we do. Property investor. That's what we have. And we're a business buyer. That's also what we do. Join my three mastermind groups. So straight away on the front of this, it has got a call to action, which is join my mastermind group. The very first thing I want someone to do is come and join me in a group. Why do we want people to do that? Why do we want them to take this first step? Bear in mind, I ain't selling anything, not for business cards. I want them to get to know me, build up a trust, a relationship, build up engagement. We have a joke, we have a laugh, we talk about serious stuff, we talk about relationships, we talk about death, whatever, right? And people are like, talk about death? I'm like, yeah, Caroline Flack, Kobe Bryant. All this stuff affects us. We're all human at the end of the day, and we want to build engagements. We ask people to come to our Facebook group. So if you're not in the Facebook group now, we're going live right now in the Facebook group, but also we're live on YouTube as well. If you're listening to the podcast, you should come and join us in the Facebook group. That's the whole point. Well, what's that singular call to action? And then if you look closer as well, it says we're also on iTunes. It says that, and we've got a little Facebook Live logo as well. And so that's what we do. So that's what's on the outside. It's got a good call to action, and it helps us move the client or potential contact onto that next level, the very next thing that we want them to do, which is actually join our Facebook group, a mastermind group, so we can go live and get to know us and get to laugh and joke and all that kind of thing. Okay. That's on the outside. Now, most people just have a front and a back. So let's do the back as well. The back is a reminder. Let me show you this on here. Actually, I do it better. So on the back is a reminder, and it says, join my mastermind group. Join in as I go live 3 times a week, every single week. Monday, the business growth show. That's what we're doing now. Wednesday, the property cash flow show. And Friday, the mindset and hustle show. Now, for a person, they might be attracted to one of those three and go, yeah, I'll do that. It's free of charge, mastermind. Why not? So that works. It's effective. It's driving traffic. And then people can start to engage within the group, and that's exactly what happens. And then the next bit, which is on the inside, so let me show you this. On the inside, at the Daniel Atto Group, we provide custom-made digital content to market your business, raise brand awareness, and help you close business for just one low fixed monthly cost. In addition, we're looking for businesses to buy so we can help those grow, as well as invest in the UK property market. Again, it just basically says what we already do. And then, of course, we've got the notes section. And then it says, we love referrals. This business card does so many different things in so many different ways. It builds, and by the way, it should be glossy, and so we've just got that changed instead of a matte. For whatever reason, it came out wrong, and they are reprinting them free of charge, which is very, very nice of them. So I know people go, well, you don't want to spend a lot on business cards. This'll do. This card, that'll do. Or people go, you know, this one, this'll do. That's a great business card. And it's crazy. And they're proud of this stuff. What the hell are you proud of it for? It does nothing for your brand at all. You've got to be the one that's going to stand out. That's it, bottom line. You've got to stand out in your business. You're at a networking event, there's 50 other people at that event. They get 50 cards from all these different people. They go home, they look at the business card, and they don't know whose card belongs to which person they spoke to. But they see me on mine, and they go, I remember Dan. And because they even remember the conversation about the business card, because it's such an amazing business card. And this is the thing that happens. You're handing out a business card, and you don't say anything. Oh, have you got a card? Yeah. And you Have it open it. And you go, yeah, it's folded, here you go. Have a look at it, have a read it. And they're like, wow, that's really, now you've got something to talk about. And then what happens? Somebody else looking at his card, they come over and join the conversation. Now they go, wow, have you got a card? You go, yeah, here's a card. Yeah. And people come up to you. I've literally had 5 or 6 people waiting for cards in line because they wanted one of these cards. I'm burning through cards here. But they wanted the card. Now, what are you going to do with that afterwards? That's the question. Now your job should be, okay, let's book some appointments. You've got my card. You like the card. What are you looking for? Well, I run an accountancy business. Great. Have you thought about selling the business? No, I'm just growing it. But, you know, my wife's ill. Maybe I might want to do it in a year or two. Great. Why don't we have a chat next week about that? And then we can book it into our calendar to have a conversation a year from now, see where that's going to take us. Like, where are you going to guide the conversation to getting them to whatever it is that you want? Oh, so you're buying properties. Yeah, we're buying properties right now. What sort of properties? Well, it depends what it is. We just got a property that we're looking at right now. It's part of the business, and it's got a number of properties involved, and we're wondering how we're going to finance that and so on, and we can buy the business through the finance. There's all sorts of avenues that it opens up, and the only reason it opens it up is because of your business card. Or it could be, you know, I'm an accountant. Okay, great. What's your biggest problem in accountancy? New clients. Why is it new clients? Why is that causing a problem for you? Well, our marketing's rubbish. Well, what marketing do you do? Well, we don't do any marketing. Well, great, we do marketing. Like, here's an example of our marketing, double-sided business cards. Now we're talking about business cards. How good they are. I've got a queue of 6 people here wanting a card. Maybe you should talk to us about marketing. Do you see how we're then able, from a very good business card, to steer the conversation to wherever we want it to be steered so that we can go and maybe have a conversation about them buying services from us? And it all starts with a business card. This is why you need to be spending a little bit more money on your business card. You need your picture on it. It needs to be double-sided. It needs to be folded. It needs a specific call to action. There's no email address on here. They want me. They got to come and find me. But I'm in the mastermind group. I'm not a difficult person to find. You type my name on social media or anywhere. I'm really not difficult to find. You can come. And like, I want them to jump through hoops. I don't want to make it easy for people to make contact with me, because those that do make contact with me, they really want to make contact with me. Now, you know, oh, what's going to happen? They're going to, out of 50 people and 50 business cards, we're going to get all those phone numbers, add them onto a text messaging system. We're going to text message, blank text message, 50 business cards all at once. Like, don't do that. First of all, it's a breach of GDPR. You've not got my permission. But people do it. I was on a text message list. I couldn't get off the damn thing. A guy called Will, who's not in this group, runs some events in Leeds. I couldn't get off your bloody list, mate. You know, are you breaching GDPR? I did find him on LinkedIn and said, by the way, mate, just let you know before I sue you, you're breaching GDPR, because I can't get off your goddamn text message list. But I make it easy now, because I don't hand out my phone number, but I do give them a way forward for where they need to go, which is into a group. Come and find me on Facebook, come and catch up that way, or let's book an appointment. I've got theirs. Shall we speak on Tuesday? Yeah, let's speak on Tuesday. Great. I'll text you later and I'll confirm a time and a time and a duration as to what we're going to talk about on Tuesday. And I'm in total control over that conversation, and it all starts with having a good business card. So you know what you need to do. Go get it done. That'll do us for today. I'm full of cold and flu and God knows what. Hopefully I'll be feeling a bit better on Wednesday. Other than that, we'll catch up with you on Wednesday. Take care. Have a good week, folks.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.